Italian Union Official Attacked, Kidnapped, and Robbed in Migrant Ghetto Area. By Chris Tomlinson on August 17, 2022. A trade union official from the Sicily Union was attacked, robbed and kidnapped for around an hour by a group of migrants in a makeshift camp that conservatives have called to be closed. Mohamed El-Majdi, who serves as the territorial leader of the Sicily Union in the city of Foggia, was visiting the ghetto area in Rignano Garganico in the Apulia region when he was attacked by a group of migrants for around an hour. Luigi Zabara, national secretary of the CISL, denounced the attack, saying, "Solidarity and closeness to the trade unionist victim of a cowardly aggression in the ghetto of Rignano. Full support to the CISL of Foggia that fights for the integration, inclusion, dignity of immigrants," Il Giornale reports. According to the newspaper, the makeshift camp is home to around 1,000 migrants, most of which work as local laborers and farm workers. Antonio Castellucci, Secretary General of CISL Puglia, also condemned the attack, saying, "The attack on the territorial secretary of the CISL is a fact of unprecedented gravity and is an attack on the desire to install garrisons of legality in outposts that have become degraded and places that have always been considered no man's land and no life." The National Conservative Brothers of Italy, FTI, led by social conservative Giorgia Meloni, also spoke out about the incident. FTI Senator Patrizio LaPietra, group leader in the Agriculture Commission, called for the makeshift camp to be dismantled entirely. "The very presence of the ghetto, for example, is a slap in the face to the state because of the lax policies of the left, which fills its mouth with slogans and then turns the other way without doing anything in the face of this situation. The ghetto must be dismantled and the people who live there must be freed from the yoke of crime, restoring their dignity to it while respecting the rules," LaPietra said. "Those who have the authorization to stay in Italy must be helped and protected. Those who are truly refugees must be welcomed, while those who are illegal must be repatriated," the senator added. Current polling ahead of next month's national election shows Meloni's party leading both in the center-right coalition and in the country overall. Meloni's coalition allies, Populist League leader Matteo Salvini and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, have both expressed support that Meloni could become Italy's next prime minister and lead a center-right government if her party wins the most votes. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.